Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 5th of March, 2025. Today's topic is Trapped by Their Tricks. Our text today is taken from Joshua chapter 9 verses 16 through 27. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors, and that they dwelt among them. And the children of Israel journeyed, and came unto their cities on the 3rd day. Now their cities were Gibeon, and Chephirah, and Beeroth, and Kirjathjearim. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the princes. Verse 19. But all the princes said unto all the congregation, We have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now therefore we may not touch them. This we will do to them. We will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us, because of the oath which we swear unto them. And the princes said unto them, Let them live, but let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water unto all the congregation, as the princes had promised them. And Joshua called for them, and he spake unto them, saying, Wherefore have ye beguiled us, saying, We are very far from you, when ye dwell among us? Verse 23. Now therefore ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen, and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua, and said, Because it was certainly told thy servants, how that the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses, to give you all the land, and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were sore afraid of our lives because of you, and have done this thing. And now, behold, we are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right unto thee to do unto us, too. And so did he unto them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, that they slew them not. Verse 27. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood, and drawers of water for the congregation, and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, in the place which he should choose. Our memory verse today is taken from Joshua chapter 9 verse 23. Now therefore ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen, and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God. Today, we are considering the second part of the Gibeonites' lies and tricks to league with Israel. As it is commonly said, a lie may go 1,000 kilometers ahead, but truth will surely overtake the lie. The Gibeonites' deception only paid off for 3 days and they were exposed. They incurred a curse from Prophet Joshua to remain in perpetual slavery as hewers of wood and drawers of water for Israel. The youths who obtain certificates and wealth by fraud and malpractices forget that they put themselves under a curse. If they refuse to repent, they will regret it when they miss heaven. Satan's falsehood in the Garden of Eden turned the serpent to a crawling beast. Genesis chapter 3 verse 14. Why would the child of a holy God tell lies to get temporary gains and miss heaven? Jacob deceived Isaac, his father, to outsmart Esau, his elder brother. He suffered 20 years in exile, being cheated 10 times by Laban. Gehazi became a leper for lies he told. Stop evil habits and count the cost of a lost integrity and eternity. Be trustworthy. Quote for the day. Gehazi became a leper for lies. The challenge for today is: liars can endanger you. Avoid them. Prayer. My God, help me to avoid all liars. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.